Hi, Peter.
Hello, Tristan. Congratulations, you've I'm absolutely great, but not as good as you. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a good day. Fantastic day.
Was it a fairly uneventful race for you, or did you feel pressured from behind in the early stages?
No, you can say it was nothing happened. You know, I had Connor in my mirror for the first, I think, half of the race, at least for a third of the race. I was feeling pressure, of course. I mean, as you know, you're the guy you're fighting with for a championship behind you. You always have a little pressure, but I thought I was in control. You know, I think I was able to respond pretty well each time it was getting closer. And I don't know, I think after like 14 laps maybe, I don't really know the number of laps, but I started to pull away a little bit because my car was great. I mean, team did a great job because I was able to keep pushing and tires were staying good. And then it was a bit further behind in my mirrors, and then I didn't see him anymore, so I was wondering what happened, and Tim told me he crashed. So then there was this double yellow, one restart, just not even one a lap and a half, and then another yellow. So the end of the race, yeah, was pretty, just warming up tires. So yeah, that's what happened.
Do you remember what happened that caused that second yellow? Did you drive past and see who was involved?
Yeah, my teammate Joao Jardim was involved, and another car, I'm not sure, I think he got contact with Gustavo Menezes, but I'm not sure I saw the Gustavo's car in there. I don't know, but I had to drive the car very slow because there was a lot of debris on the track, and yeah, after that, I don't know, it was, actually, after a car crash, there was some absorber on the track, some powder, so the fast chicane was pretty slippery. So I think that's why maybe another crash happened, or because contact, I don't really know.
Okay. What do you think of this racetrack?
I think it was great. I mean, considering it was the first year the event happened, and, you know, I mean, everything was great. I mean, it started late on Friday, but we cannot blame anyone, you know, it's the first year of the track, it's pretty understandable, and they did a great job because the track is really, it's a big, big street course, and it's really interesting. There is half of the track is smooth tarmac, the rest is very bumpy, so it's very interesting for the engineers, because you need to have a car that's fast on both kind of the track, and the drivers, you know, too, it's very interesting because you have some fast corners, slow corners, so you really need to be good in every kind of corner, and you have a lot of work to do in the car. There is some passing zones. It's to me, everything was great, and I didn't really see any corner where there were big issues, which is pretty exceptional for the first year of the event, you know.
Okay, excellent. So you've won your fourth race, all of them from the pole, and because of the way today's race happened, the only competitor you have left for the championship is Connor DeFilippe. You're 38 points ahead of him. There are 46 points available left to win in the last race, so it appears at least that all you need to do is start at Mazda Raceway and you'll win the championship. How do you feel about that?
That's what I've heard, so I just need to make sure I get there and things should be good. So it feels great. I mean, it was an important weekend. It was, you know, it was another tough race. You know, it's the third time in a row that I have Connor in my mirror chasing me, and it worked well. We were a little better today, so it just feels great. I know I'm really happy. I'm very, very grateful to my team for all their help and their job. So that's how I feel right now, you know.
Outstanding. Tristan, you've done a fantastic job. Congratulations, and I think you'll make a worthy champion. We're all very proud of you.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks a lot.
So we'll see you at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. Is there anything you want to say to anybody from your team, your sponsors? From your team and your sponsors, anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, everyone in the team, I mean, everyone, John, our team owner, is exceptional. We have a fantastic engineer, Rick Cameron, and Bruce, Barry, everyone. Scott, my mechanic, is awesome, and all the rest of the mechanics. I mean, we had Dave and Josh this weekend, so thanks to everyone in the team, even our Turkey Jimmy, thanks to everyone. And thanks to all my sponsors, without who I would not be here today. So I just, you know, nobody special, just everyone, the whole group, all my sponsors, all my family who backed me up. And that's who I want to thank. Mazda, IndyCar, and all the series partners, I mean, Star Goodyear, everyone, Performance Fix and Break, everyone who make this race today, you know.
Terrific, Tristan. Thank you very much. I hope you have a chance to unwind a little bit between now and Laguna and or Mazda Raceway, I'm sorry, and we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.